A Nick Park film. It's the middle of the night and Wallace is asleep. His bedroom begins to shake, causing a cheese knife by his bed to fall onto the floor. Wallace and Gromit, a close shave. Sitting up in bed knitting, Gromit watches as his cup of tea vibrates on the nightstand and his ball of wool drops to the floor. Outside, a lorry carrying sheep pulls up at a red traffic light. Trying to squeeze through a gap in the lorry's wooden slats, one of the sheep breaks through and falls to the pavement. A pair of eyes watch menacingly in the lorry's passenger side wing mirror as the sheep steps into a back garden. But as the passenger goes to get out, the lorry's hooded driver takes him by the arm and shakes her head. The sheep approaches a back door and lets himself in through a dog flap. A sign next to the door reads, Wallace and Gromit's Wash and Go Window Cleaning Service. As the light turns green and the lorry heads off into the night, Gromit runs out of wool. The next morning, Gromit's reading about a wool shortage when the breakfast alarm buzzes. Upstairs, Wallace is reaching for a button from his bed.
Porridge today, Gromit. Tuesday.
Gromit pulls a lever. Wallace's bed rises up, tipping him through a hole in the floor. Landing at the breakfast table, he puts his hands in the air as a robot wheels behind his chair and dresses him. Gromit presses a button, and a gun spurts a dollop of porridge into a bowl. But the button stuck. Finding himself coming under attack from the porridge gun, Wallace holds his bowl up to shield himself. The barrage continues, with Wallace taking several shots to the face and body. By the time Gromit switches off the machine, Wallace is little more than a pair of eyes peeking out from a big glob of porridge. Gromit picks up a cable to find it's been chewed.
Mice, do you think?
Hearing something behind him, Gromit looks over his shoulder at the open doorway.
I think I'll make my own porridge.
Stepping into the hall, Gromit discovers a bite mark in a leaf on a plant. Meanwhile, Wallace picks up a box of porridge oats to find a hole in that too.
Where are we?
And something's taken a bite of the cheese.
Have you been peckish during the night? Only someone's been at me cheese.
The sheep passes behind Gromit. Not noticing him, Gromit turns to find the plant gone. Looking over his shoulder, he sees a leaf drifting to the floor.
Well, I don't know. There's something very fishy going on.
Now there are teeth marks in the newspaper.
Huh? Do you think we should get the pest control people in?
Wallace doesn't realise he's got his feet up on the sheep.
Hello, Wallace and Gromit's Wash and Go Window Cleaning Service. May we be of assistance?
Hello. Yes, my windows could do with a jolly good clean. The wool shop in the High Street. Soon as you can.
On our way, madam.
Gromit pulls a lever and Wallace's chair rises through a hole in the ceiling before tipping him out onto a chute leading underground. Mechanical arms equip him with boots, a helmet, a bucket and sponge, and overalls before lowering him onto a red motorcycle with sidecar. Walking in through a door, Gromit rolls his eyes as he climbs into the sidecar. A ladder's hooked onto the red sidecar, then a mechanical boot kickstarts the bike. When they ride out of the garage, a fish pond in the garden flips upside down to be replaced by solid ground. As they speed towards the wool shop, Gromit takes the ladder and uses it as a pole vault to propel himself up to a first floor window. A sinister-looking dog gazes out at him. Tying one end of a rubber cord to a sign on the wall and the other around his waist, Gromit bungees down to the ground, where Wallace hands him a bucket and sponge before he springs back up to the window. Wallace is captivated by the shop owner. They're exchanging smiles when Gromit suddenly drops between them and covers the window with suds.
Need wool, don't you, lad?
He steps into the shop.
Thank you for coming so quickly.
Wallace demolishes a pyramid made of balls of wool.
Oh, dear.
Oh, allow me. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll soon have these cleared up. There's no trouble. Oh, how embarrassing.
This is Preston, my dog.
All right, Pooch.
They start picking up the wool.
Won't take a minute.
Wallace has inadvertently placed his hand on the shop owner's.
What
was it you wanted?
Outside, Preston casually grabs hold of Gromit's neck, then lets him spring back into the air. Preston crosses the street. He pauses, then glares to the left and right before continuing on his way.
Ramsbottom. Wendoline Ramsbottom.
Oh, charming. I'm Wallace. The windows. Is this place yours?
My father left it to me, along with his debts and a few other things. He was an inventor.
Never. Well, I do a bit of that myself.
Wallace notices a newspaper headline about more sheep rustling.
I see they still haven't caught those sheep rustlers yet. Still, you've got plenty of wool, eh?
Your dog's waiting.
I'd better see to him. The bouncer's gone from his bungee.
Wallace hands Wendoline her wool.
Oh, the spanking. You've done a grand job.
Windows are our speciality.
He turns and walks into the glass door. Preston's marching purposefully along West Wallaby Street. He strides up to Wallace and Gromit's back door and finds a small scrap of wool in the dog flap. He sniffs it. As Wallace and Gromit arrive back in their motorbike and sidecar, Preston hides. Their home's been trashed.
Let's get that kettle on. Good grief! What's all this? Burglars? Thieves? Oh, what a mess.
Gromit finds a sheep gnawing on a bone.
I've never seen anything like it. Heavens above, Gromit, look at this. The little chap must be really hungry. Oh, come over here, lad. No need to be sheepish. We'll have to get you cleaned up.
Gromit frowns. Wallace carries the sheep down the long, dark stairway into their cavernous cellar. He places the sheep into a large machine near one called Wallace's Knit-O-Matic.
There. Nothing to fret over. Just a quick shampoo. We've tested this on Gromit, haven't we, lad?
Gromit nods unhappily and sets a dial to wash.
Right, off we go then.
Two pistons with large round sponges on the end begin pounding the poor sheep. Preston's head pushes up a floor grate and he peers through the gap. Gromit notices the word fault flashing on his console. The machine switches from wash to light shave. A tube sucks the sheep into the auto-dry. The sheep's transferred from the auto-dry into the Knit-O-Matic.
Oh, it's too late now.
Strands of now dyed wool emerge from the machine. A knitting machine knits the wool into a small jumper. A robot grabs it and pulls it over Wallace's head, but it's so small it gets stuck there.
Oh, brilliant, Gromit. Oh, smashing this. A bit tight here and there.
A piston pushes the sheep out through a hatch. Freshly shorn, his knees knock in the cold.
Oh, it looks okay to me.
Preston keeps watching.
We'll call him Shorn, eh? Come on, Shorn.
Gromit hears the floor grate, but goes. Preston's sinister eyes watch Gromit scampering up the long cellar staircase. At the top of the stairs, Gromit stops to listen once more. The grate falls back down and Gromit shuts the door to the cellar. Instantly, Preston pushes the grate all the way back up and climbs through into the cellar. He looks up at the colossal Knit-O-Matic and studies its blueprints left on a drawing board. Preston rolls up the blueprint and goes. Gromit's reading a paper in the tidied-up living room. Shorn rips off a corner of a page and toddles off chewing on the paper, wearing the jumper knitted from his own wool. Shorn takes a wedge of cheese from Wallace's cracker while he fixes the porridge gun.
Gromit, you know we're doing the clock tomorrow.
Gromit's blasted with suds from the modified porridge gun.
Sorry, Gromit. That was a bit thick.
Cleaning the town clock tower, Gromit scowls. Wallace fires another blast onto the clock.
Back in a tick, Gromit. Won't be long. Just thought I'd...
Left doing the hard work, Gromit looks fed up, then notices Preston watching him from a window above Wendoline's wool shop. Gromit sees Shorn trot through large doors next to the shop. Preston notices too, and the two dogs exchange suspicious glances.
Tell me about windows.
Well, it's only temporary, you understand.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, I'm inventing mostly. Only...
Oh, what sort of inventions?
Well, sort of...
Daddy would love to have met you. Poor Daddy.
Cleaning the shop window outside, Gromit looks up and sees Shorn's head poking out of a hole in the brick wall above his ladder. He goes up and looks through the hole. His face emerges into a picture of a butcher wielding a meat cleaver with Shorn next to him. Preston takes a photo of him.
Of all the women I've met, not that there have been many.
Gromit hurries in and goes upstairs. He finds the picture of the butcher hanging on the wall and an empty can of Preston's dog food on the floor. The picture of the butcher has its own head placed back onto it, but it slips, revealing the hole in the wall that Gromit looked through.
So you see, what I'm trying to say, in a manner of speaking, is...
Shorn's in the lorry and Gromit tries to open the back. Preston sees him in his mirror. Gromit gets the back ramp down, but is forced back by the tide of escaping sheep. The sheep stampede through the shop and carry Wallace away. Gromit looks into the lorry and sees there's just Shorn left inside, tied up to stop him escaping. Gromit goes in and unties Shorn, but Preston pulls a lever which raises the ramp, trapping Gromit. Sean looks in through the lorry's wooden slats at Gromit, but it drives off, leaving the little sheep alone in the backyard. The newspaper's headline now reads, Killer Dog Gromit Arrested, with a faked photo of him looking like the butcher.
Caught bang to rights, you were. You've really let us down this time, lad. Hey, give over. Shoo! Shoo! Go on with you.
Wendoline's at the front door, looking unhappy.
I'm sorry about this.
For what?
Nothing. Just stay away from me. From my shop. And my silly, silly windows. Forget me. I'm no good for you. I'm so sorry about Gromit.
She walks off, blowing her nose. One of the sheep filling Wallace's home chews through a rope and he falls through his trap door to the breakfast table in his string vest. His robot dresser tries to dress him with another sheep. The morning headline reads, Sheepdog trial continues.
Oh, Gromit.
The afternoon headline reads, Gromit bit me, says Shepherd.
Oh, Gromit.
The evening's paper headline proclaims, Gromit gets life.
Oh, Gromit.
There's a tear in Wallace's eye as he looks at a framed photo of him and Gromit on the wall, taken in happier times. On a bunk bed in his dingy prison cell, Gromit sits reading Crime and Punishment by Fido Dostoevsky. A bowl of dog food is slid through a slot in the door, along with a package in brown paper. He unties the string and opens it at his table. It's a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of a flock of sheep. Gromit puts his head in his hand and sobs. That night, as the crescent moon shines through the bars on his window, he puts the puzzle together without even needing to look at it, tears glistening in his eyes. The completed puzzle reveals the words, Friday night, 8 p.m, be ready, a friend. Gromit's calendar shows it's Friday. His alarm clock shows it's 8 p.m. Sean appears at the window and starts cutting the bars with a circular saw. Gromit climbs out and finds himself perching at the top of a very high column of sheep.
Oh, brilliant teamwork, lads!
At the bottom, Wallace slips on a bar of soap and the numerous sheep rain down on him.
I suppose you'll have to skip the country now. A fugitive, eh? You'll be hunted down like, well, a dog.
They're hiding in a farmer's field. Suddenly, Wendoline's lorry crashes through the gate. A hooded figure emerges from the cab holding a shepherd's crook. It's Wendoline, looking nervous. Preston's with her. As she blows on her whistle, a flock of sheep in the field dutifully trot up the lorry's ramp into the back. Sean, though, is left behind. Gromit urges Wallace to leave. Sean trembles as Preston looms over him and bares his teeth.
Stop it! Stop it, Preston! I want no more of this rustling. Oh, it wasn't so bad when it was just the wall, but this is evil. Daddy didn't create you for this. Ouch! You're supposed to protect me. Let me out. You're not going to turn me into dog meat.
Dog meat?
Help!
Don't worry, Wendoline.
Wallace and Gromit race after the lorry.
We've lost them!
But Preston has parked the lorry in a barn, allowing them to overtake. Now hurtling along behind the motorbike and sidecar, Preston puts his paw down.
Oh! We're at maximum speed! She won't go any faster!
Gromit puts up the ladder in his sidecar and climbs it. He grabs telegraph lines as they pass underneath. Their momentum spins them up and over the lorry, coming down again behind it. The pin connecting the motorbike and the sidecar comes out. Gromit's sidecar crashes through a wooden barrier and over a cliff. As he plummets downwards, he reads the sign, danger, 2,000 foot drop. He pushes a row of buttons at once, and the sidecar instantly sprouts wings and a propeller, becoming a plane.
Wallace, help me!
Don't worry, Wendoline. Everything's under control.
On the end of the ladder on his motorbike, Wallace tips forward and opens the lorry's ramp.
Be careful, Sean!
Hey, steady on! Single file!
The sheep walk out and over Wallace's back onto the motorbike.
Oh! Get yourselves organized down there!
The sheep have arranged themselves in formation, like a display team. Gromit soars overhead over the moonlit fields in the sidecar plane. He activates the porridge gun, which pops up in front of him, and finds a box of thick porridge mix. As he swoops overhead, Wallace looks up at him and salutes. Gromit salutes back, wearing flying goggles and a helmet.
Watch out, lad!
They make it through a bridge, having rearranged their formation. When Preston breaks suddenly, Wallace and the sheep are flung forward into the back of the open lorry. Gromit bombards the lorry with porridge. Preston raises the window just before he can get hit. Gromit double takes, seeing that he's about to slam into the clock tower. He jerks back his controls and zooms up and over it into the night sky. Preston pushes a button in his cab, splitting apart a bakery billboard. He drives through it, and it closes again behind the lorry. Preston's Knit-O-Matic.
Where'd you get that from? That's my machine. I've got patent pending on that.
Wallace, Wendoline and the sheep are tipped into the machine from a wheeled skip, but Sean escapes. The others are washed, then start being sucked up into the auto-dry.
Help! Oh, Sean! Help!
Where's Gromit?
Gromit deactivates the porridge gun.
Sean! Do something! Help!
Sean starts flicking switches, illuminating a sign that spells out Preston's dog food. Gromit throws off his helmet and goggles, then, looking determined, swoops down. He presses a button that shuts a hatch over his head as the plane drills its way through Preston's front door. He drills through a second metal door, then a much thicker brick wall, into the room where the others are. He blasts Preston with the porridge gun again.
At the boy, Gromit!
Preston becomes caked in thick porridge, but catches and grabs hold of the plane's propellers. He holds them so tightly that the plane spins round instead. Gromit's thrown to a high walkway. As Preston teeters on the edge over his machine, Sean pulls on a rope, directing the auto-dry suction tube at Preston. Preston gets sucked up and dried. Then he bangs along through the pipes to his own Knit-O-Matic. Gromit lowers himself to the floor on a rope and switches the machine from medium to close shave.
Well done, Gromit. That'll teach him.
As dogskin thread is pulled from the machine and woven into a jumper, the riveted copper contraption is pounded from the inside.
He's malfunctioning.
Mal what?
Malfunctioning. Preston is a cyber dog.
Cyber what?
A robot.
A robot arm punches out.
Daddy created him for good, but he's turned out evil.
His own flesh stripped away, Preston emerges from a hatch in the machine, gleaming and metallic. Sean trembles as the mechanical Preston looms over him. Gromit comes down on his rope and scoops up Sean, taking him back up. The robot dresser comes up behind Preston and throws the large baggy jumper made from him over his head. He blunders into controls that start the mutton-o-matic.
Ah, it's a sheep-mincing thing. Now that's clever.
Huh? Gromit swings down on his rope and shoves Preston and himself onto a conveyor belt heading for the mincer. Preston shreds off his jumper and looks behind him at the two-toothed rollers grinding. Wallace presses a control that just speeds up the conveyor belt. Gromit and Preston try running the other way.
Do something, Wallace!
He presses another button, which tips them onto the conveyor belt as well. As everyone runs on the conveyor belt, Sean swings down on the rope with an anvil. They duck, and Sean slams Preston between the rollers of the mutton-o-matic. The conveyor belt stops, sending everyone running madly off the other end.
What the heck? I thought we were all for the can then.
Bits of shredded metal are tipped into a procession of Preston dog food cans. Wallace opens his front door and smiles.
I couldn't pass by without saying thank you. He's just like he used to be.
Oh, don't mention it. Thanks, Pooch. Give me a shout if he goes wrong again.
You're very kind.
Oh, why'd you come in? We were just about to have some cheese.
Oh, no, not cheese. Sorry, it brings me out in a rash. Can't stand the stuff.
Not even Wensleydale.
Got to be on our way. Come on, Preston.
Wallace looks devastated as Preston trundles obediently out of the gate.
Goodbye. Chuck.
In his living room armchair,
what's wrong with Wensleydale?
Gromit's paper, the Daily Beagle, announces Gromit exonerated.
Talking of which, all the more for us, and not a sheep to worry us.
Sean's eaten it.
Get off me cheese! Get off! Get off! Gromit! Gromit! Go for him! Gromit! Oh! Oh, God! Oh, get off with you! Oh! Oh.